What happened to me was that I was at last Frankfurt, and Charlene Gaynor and Joanne McDevitt of the Association of Educational Publishers came to see me to explain a new initiative, which was a metadata scheme that would allow educators to find educational materials through conventional web search. And they had already gotten the key search engines, Google and Bing, in on the game. And, of course, they're the educational publishers, and I'm a trade publishing guy, and the first thing that went through my mind is, wow, this means that the trade publishers can get into this business, because you're not going to have the sales force knocking on the school doors necessarily anymore if you have the right metadata and the teachers are looking for the material through search. Now, it had been my good fortune to be introduced to the AEP by Neil Goff, who was the former president of that organization and a veteran of both trade and educational publishing. And now it will be yours, that is your opportunity, to have Neil, who until recently was the CEO of Weekly Reader Publishing and is now head of his own consulting firm, Egremont Associates. He's going to explain LRMI, which is the Learning Resources Metadata Initiative, and I think this is something that we're all going to want to watch in the months to come. So please welcome Neil Goff.
Thank you, Mike. I had a feeling when I looked at the schedule that being asked to follow Dominique and talk about metadata kind of meant that I drew the short straw. But let me ask, in this audience, how many people here are really interested in metadata? See, this is the only place you could find an audience like this. So this isn't going to be so bad. So what is LRMI? It stands for Learning Resources Metadata Initiative. It's an effort, as Mike said, to develop metadata standards for educational properties so that people looking for educational materials can look for them the way they would normally look for them, by grade level, by subject matter, by curriculum standards, which is not something many of you are that familiar with, but I'll talk about it a little bit in a minute. And again, the goal is simply to make it easy to find educational materials on the web. You wouldn't think that the educational publishing industry doesn't have metadata standards already, but it doesn't. There is nothing comparable to BISAC in the K-12 world. There are taxonomies for subject matter taxonomies for educational materials, but there is no one new one adopted or accepted standard to categorize educational materials. So this project will do that and will make materials discoverable on the web, and it's particularly important to educational publishers, not just for the obvious reason, but because as the business goes digital, one of the challenges that's happening that publishers are facing is there are more and more free materials on the web. So people who create paid content for educators are finding themselves increasingly competing with people who create content for free, often funded by foundations, nonprofit organizations, and therefore discoverability on the web for educational publishers is really a survival issue. The initiative is backed by two major organizations, the Association of Educational Publishers, which as Mike said, I serve on the board of, and is an association not just of the large educational publishers who tend to belong to the AAP, but also smaller publishers who provide supplemental materials for K-12 educators, and by Creative Commons. And for those of you who don't know, Creative Commons is the group that set ground rules for copyright of free materials that people want to share, often via the web, that even though they're free, need to have ground rules for how they can be copied, revised, and so forth. So in essence, you have the people who are representing the purveyors of free materials and people who are representing the purveyors of paid materials all behind this effort. It's funded by the Gates Foundation and the Hewlett Foundation, who also fund a lot of educational reform initiatives. And the most important point, perhaps, is the one at the bottom of the slide. Got the blessing of schema.org, which is a nonprofit that creates tagging standards for web pages, and presumably once schema.org signs off on LRMI, the major search engines, particularly obviously Google, Bing, and Yahoo, will recognize the standard and will use it will allow their web crawlers to look for the metadata, and everybody will be happy. So if it works, educational resources will be easier to find. It will be easier to browse through materials, which is important because many educational resources have multiple components, so it'll be easier to browse through multiple components and browse through materials that are created by different publishers but support the same curricula. And it will be easier to align materials with standards. Maybe a one-minute digression on curriculum standards. Actually, 49 of the 50 states in the United States have curriculum standards, and curriculum standard might be something as simple as in third grade math, kids should know how to multiply two-digit numbers by each other. There's a move afoot that's gained steam for, actually 46 states have signed on to adopt common metadata, common curriculum standards in math and English. So LEARNME will help publishers link their or align their resources to curriculum standards, and that's yet another thing that will enhance discoverability. It is not meant to replace any existing metadata schema. It's meant to build on top of them. So without getting into the weeds, here's a quick view of what some of the metadata will look like. On the left side, you'll see sort of the obvious things you would expect to be in the metadata, title, URL, description, image, topic, date created, that sort of thing. And even on the right are some typical things you'd find with, bibliographic data for trade books, publisher, et cetera. But you also see things like technologies required, what technology do you need to have to use this resource, or technology recommended, what technology would be helpful to have to use this resource. And some of the more educational metadata, some of the fields in the metadata are things like the intended end-user role. Is this designed for a teacher or for a student? Educational use, is it a lesson plan? Is it an activity? Is it a quiz or a test? Age range, obviously. And when you get on the right side of the slide, you get into the metadata that's more specific to educational resources. These are mostly the things related to alignment to curriculum standards, whether it's aligned to a state standard or to the so-called Common Core standards, which strand it's aligned to, description of the strand in the standard, description of the materials itself and how it aligns to the strand, and so forth, so on and so forth. This next slide just gives you, we drill down a little into one of the fields just to give you a sense of what's in there and why the kind of data that you would use about trade books wouldn't work for the wider range of education materials. In the learning resource type, you see some obvious things like audio or podcast or manipulative, but you also see things like field trip. Now, I don't know what happens if you do a search on field trip, whether you get beamed into that field trip. But test, quiz, lesson plan, you see in this list a huge variety of the types of learning resources that exist. So in order to get started, the organizers of the program, AEP in particular, lined up some publishers to try their hand at tagging. We were fortunate that some of the larger players in the industry jumped on board. And you see HMH, McGraw, Pearson. There are now 22 publishers actively involved in tagging the materials, and more than 3,000 resources have been tagged with metadata for LRMI. The way it's going to proceed from here is we're trying to get more and more publishers involved, but we're sort of making a transition from just from doing the tagging and helping publishers with the tagging to helping create guidelines for tagging, guidelines for tool sets, guidelines for third-party providers that might like to take on tagging as a service, and basically create the infrastructure for the industry so that as this gathers steam, the pieces will be in place to facilitate the tagging activity. So if this is of interest to you, and I think it can be of interest to anybody who publishes children's materials that have educational use, whether or not those materials are originally designed for educational use, there are a number of ways you can get involved. The URL of the LRMI website is lrmi.net. You can go there. You can sign up for a Google group. You can follow on Twitter. There will be sessions at Tools of Change, at ISTE and at South by Southwest. And in particular, if you want to get involved in tagging materials yourselves, you can get in touch with Dave Gladney at the AEP. His email address is here, dgladney@aepweb.org. You can get involved now and start to learn all about it And by the end of 2013, I expect this will gather steam and can be very important to a lot of publishers. And that's it. Thank you.